The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2...
Wow. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Doug, how are you? I'm doing well, thank you.
I am great. The groundhog did not see his shadow.
So what does that mean?
Early spring.
Really?
Yep. Puxatawny Phil came through, baby.
Yeah, well, No, that's good. That's all good.
Listen, anybody who's seen their shadow over the last week and a half or so would be a miracle anyway, wouldn't it?
Yeah, how do you see your shadow on an overcast day?
Right. Perfect. Perfect. So, so I'm pretty excited about that, in case you can't tell. You're not sharing my enthusiasm?
No.
You're not fired up over the groundhog?
Got to get through February.
I don't know.
To me, winter's December, January, February. Once we're in March... I know it can snow and it could be cold, but that's...
No, we're definitely
To me, that's the unofficial start of spring, March 1st.
All right.
That's how I look at the calendar.
Okay.
Yeah.
The calendar according to Mike.
But this year we have the leap year, an extra day in February.
Oh, that just really kicks you in the fanny, huh?
Yeah, extra day. Extra day of winter.
Right. Oh, boy. So, all kidding aside, here we are. We're kicking off February, and... You know, what do we have to say about January?
I'm calling it pretty good. You know, I think that, again, I've said it numerous times on the air, we had a huge run November, December. Wouldn't have been surprised if there was a healthy pullback in January and it never materialized. On the local news this week, if you will, what happened this week in news, Fed came out basically saying they're done with hiking rates.
Mm-hmm.
And, next move is probably down, but they kind of did the not so fast as needed, which is respected, right? You know, they don't want to get told you're doing this in March, you're doing this day. They got to hold their ground. But so overall, you know, economy's moving along. This recession that was hitting last year into late last year into this year is nowhere to be found. So, yeah, I have no complaints.
Yeah, I feel good about the way that we wrapped up January as well. I know we shared the same sentiment on that, where we would not have been surprised had we seen a pullback at the beginning of the year after such strong performance at the end of the previous year. Thankfully, it did not happen. So values are, you know, are holding stable and maybe even going up in some instances. But what we are starting to see is in the bond market out there, we're starting to see interest rates creep down a little bit. And, you know, the 10-year treasury is currently around 3.88%-ish. Don't hold me to it, you know, as we're recording here. So the 2-year, though, we still have an inverted yield curve. The 2-year is a little over 4. So, you know, we've got an inverted yield curve still. And what that means, folks, is that short-term rates are higher than long-term rates. So I think that we're going to see that fix itself over the next few months.
Sure. Yeah, that all makes sense, Doug, to what you're saying. Agreed. You know, I just feel like from an economic or a market perspective, when it comes to even interest rates, this rate that we're at, this, you know, between 4 and 5%, for the first time in a long time, feels good, doesn't it? I mean, we were down to like, you know, zero on money markets and zero on rates. And, you know, I guess it's been that way for so long. Maybe I'm dating myself. We're getting back to the old way. It's the old tradition, you know, when rates were always, you know, in this range. And to me, it feels good. And I'm almost hoping, you know, can we stay in this, you know, 3-4% where you go to where on your fixed money, you can get some sort of a return instead of saying I'm getting, you know, a tenth of a point.
Yeah. And you know something, Mike, is that's an issue still out there with so many people. And it just bothers me so much where there are still plenty of financial institutions that are giving people very poor interest on their money right now. And it's bothering me that people aren't taking the time to explore and see if there's options or opportunities, or even, you know, if it's money in a bank, is even moving it to a different bank, will that just give you a higher interest rate? You know, one of the keys to financial success, in my opinion, is always paying attention to what's going on. And if you can fight to make extra dollars, fight to make the extra dollars. And for a long time on the show, when interest rates were lower and interest rates on funds that you borrowed were lower, we were telling you, make sure you're managing your debt interest rates, and, you know, because that's an obligation, and make sure you're doing what you can do to get those interest rates on your debt down lower. But now we're on the opposite side of the spectrum where we're encouraging people to make sure that the interest rate that you're getting on your assets is competitive and you're not ignoring it.
Yeah, you know, Doug, there's still a lot of money out there, especially in banks. Folks that a year ago, last January, were letting CDs just automatically renew and not getting a quality rate, and money got locked for another 12 months. You know what I'm saying? Money that was before that got locked for 18 months, 15 months, whatever they're offering, and people weren't doing anything about getting a better rate of return. And there's going to be money still coming into this year, coming off the books, if you will, of that terrible interest rate. And they need to step up and do something to break the trend. They're, you know, you and I now for a year almost has been saying, hey, look at this. Look at this. You need to do something. You need to earn more interest on your safe money, for lack of better words.
Yeah. And, you know, just it's a matter of, for a lot of people, they don't know how to go about it.
Yeah.
For a lot of people also, Mike, it's a time issue. And what I mean by that is that if you're working full time, you know, it's tough to get to the bank these days. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have the hours like they used to have anymore.
No.
I don't even think, and I don't know this, you don't hold me to this, but there's not many banks that still have evening hours.
There's banks that have discontinued Saturday hours.
I know.
I'm not going to start mentioning names.
No, right.
That's not what we're here for, because I actually bank at one of them, okay? Mm-hmm. And oh, God, 6 months ago or so, I had I'll just pop into the bank on Saturday.
Right.
All of a sudden, it was like, why is the door locked at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, so.
And all of a sudden, it was, you know, of course, the big sign looking me right in my eyeballs, closed on Saturdays. I figured it out. I'm pretty sharp like that.
You are sharp like that, no doubt about it. You know, I've always said that, is that, you know, you put a sign right in front of your face, you can read it. There's
well,
no doubt.
You gotta check the handle just in case the sign's wrong.
Oh, 100%. I mean, who hasn't done that, right? You walk up to the door, closes at 5. Right? Oh, I guess they meant it. So, but in all seriousness, this is a problem for a lot of people who are working and they have money in the bank, and they just don't have the time to get to the institutions now to go out and look and see what's necessary to be done. And the other thing is that, you know, I want to talk about this for a minute here on the show, is that I just want to encourage people to be very, very careful, you know, with their finances, with their bank accounts and stuff like that. As you know, this week somebody presented a check against mine and my wife's checking account that was fraudulent in the amount of $5,200. Now, the bank caught it, and the reason, and they explained to us the reason that it was $5,200 is because the person, they created a check on their computer, and then they mobile deposited it. And the maximum mobile deposit for the bank they put it into was $5,200.
Okay.
So that's why it was that amount. Now, listen, the bank caught it, you know, and at the end of the day, we're not out any money, but it's a major inconvenience now because we now have to change the checking account. Nothing we did wrong. right? We didn't do anything wrong. We don't know how they got the information, but I just want to make sure that everybody pays attention to this. And in today's day and age, electronic encryption, I think, is starting to become a lot more safe than putting a check in the mail.
No, it's no doubt about it. And, you know, Doug, you know, we keep hearing from where we sit. I mean, obviously it hit home for you and your wife. But from where we sit, you know, we hear people talking about this all the time. We hear stories all the time. You know, I can, you know, so, yeah, it's tough. It's just the world we live in is just.
Yeah. So you got to be careful. You know, yeah. There's no doubt about it. And you got to pay attention to when you're, you know, we're always advocates of them. And we tell people all the time when those statements come in, you got to open them and look at them, yeah. Right? You got to make sure that, because maybe there's something on there that didn't get caught. Maybe something hit your debit card that they let go through. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't your charge. You need to look at that stuff and pay attention to what's happening.
Sure, sure.
You know, so it's really important. So I just wanted to talk about that just for a second and bring it to everybody's attention and let it know it's real. It happens.
Yeah.
Okay, it happened to the Chapmans this past week.
Yeah, you know, and the point being, Doug, is it, you know, can it truthfully, it can happen to anybody.
Correct.
You know, so.
You know, and then, you know, my wife was beating herself up a little bit. She's like, okay, because she pays the bill. She's like, well, nobody's got a check outstanding. You know what I'm saying? Like, she balances the checkbook to the penny. She's like, the only person that's got a check outstanding right now is the dentist. She's like, I doubt very much that, you know, but she's going to call him to check to make sure that, you know, he's got the check. Somebody didn't swipe the check from them to grab the account number, you know?
Well, that's, you know, somebody could have just stumbled across one of your checks and wrote down the information.
Right.
You don't need the check.
Yeah, no, correct, 100%. Yeah. So we had a client one time told us it was, they had it done, it was actually somebody, a bank employee, right?
Yep.
So you just be careful, that's all. Yep. So anyway, jumping back to paying attention to what's going on, it's really critically important that you do that. And if you find yourself in a circumstance where you don't have the time to do that, I think that's a really strong reason for you to reach out to us, because we can do a lot of that research for you behind the scenes and say, okay, listen, you know, this bank's offering you that, or you might want to consider this alternative or that alternative, you know, whatever it is, we don't know. But if you find yourself in that circumstance where you don't have the time to get to the bank because the bank does not have accommodative hours anymore, then, you know, let us know and, you know, let us do some research and homework for you. That's what we do. You know, we don't want you to live with any headaches.
Yeah. And you know what, Doug, this time of the year, besides that, okay, this time of year for me, January 1st through April 15th is financial time of the year.
Yeah.
There's something in me that just, that's what I believe. And to me,
it's probably your accounting background. If we're being honest, right?
Statements have come home from your accounts from year end. The tax documents are coming home, right? People are saying, I'm getting 1099s in the mail, all that. You're getting ready to see the CPA to get your taxes done. Take a look at your personal finances. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The investment side, the bank money side, you know, my retirement planning. Make it one big package. You know what I'm saying? Address it all. Just don't say, okay, well, I got to get my 1099s. And when I get my taxes done, I'm going to do something this year.
Right.
It's the beginning of the year. The taxes you're getting done is last year's report card. It's everything as of December 31st, right? That's what you're preparing for the government. Here's my income, government. You know, how much do I owe? And, you know, but do something about your entire situation. It's always good to be prudent. Know what's going on. Take a step forward. That's all. I'm just going to encourage everybody to do that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really important. And at this stage of the game, you're right, Mike, where they're getting their tax forms in, I think it's really important to pay attention to those. And those forms are valuable to Mike and myself, because you can say to us, here's the tax documents that I got. Here's the 1099s. Here's the 1099Rs. You know, here's everything that I have. Am I set up tax efficiently?
Yeah.
Am I paying more taxes on an annual basis than I need to pay? Is there anything that we can do? So if you give us the statement of the assets and you give us the tax statement, we can take a look at it and say, hey, yeah, you know, maybe you can be more tax efficient here. Maybe you are, you know, doing something. Maybe you're taking too much money out of a retirement account that you don't need, and you could do it in a different way. There's lots of different things we can take a look at.
You know, one, Maybe this year. I should put a pad or something on my desk, and every time I speak to somebody and they want to go take money from somewhere, that would just create more taxation. And I always say, wait, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to create, I should almost just put a little sticks, one, cross it with the five. You know what I'm saying? Like old school, because I just find myself trying to, and you just really wonder, Doug, we're speaking of 1099s, how many people shoot themselves in the foot every year? It's got to be staggering, the number.
So, Mike, I have a client who, and we've spoken a little bit about them. His sister recently passed away, and he came in. And, it's kind of like he's trying to piece everything together. And I said, well, one of the things that we're trying to figure out was she making non-deductible contributions to her IRAs over the years, right? Because that's not taxable then when it comes out. Right. So he said, how would we find that? I said, you got the tax returns? Let's look at the tax returns and see. So as we're looking through the tax returns, we're looking at it, and we're seeing like a large amount on a 1099-R. At 1099-R is retirement plan, folks. Yeah. And so she had a decent amount of money in the bank. And he goes, oh, yeah, I remember her telling me she bought a car. And I go, here's your typical example, right? Yeah. She took money out of her retirement account to buy a car because it was the largest account. But it also created a tax problem for her. Not only did it create a tax problem for her when she took the money out to buy the car and she had to pay income tax on that, unknowingly, that made her Social Security more taxable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a big one.
Right?
Yeah. And you know what? Hey, Doug, when you see years like last year where the market did really well, people have a tendency to make that mistake even more. They'll say, oh, this account did really well. I'll take the money out of there instead of taking it out of somewhere that's not taxable.
Mm-hmm.
They make that mistake all the time. And it's, but this is a process, right, Doug?
It is.
It's, taking a look at things, how many times our existing clients call us up and say, I just want to run this past you. You and I have bought more new cars with clients of our career than you could ever imagine, right?
We should almost be in a car sales business.
Hey, Mike, I'm buying this car. I just want to run this. Here's my options. What should I do?
Right.
And those calls are always welcome.
You bet.
Because we'd rather see you do that than say, I got a 1099-R at the end of the year. I got a 1099 at the end of the year for a car I bought.
Well, you know what else, Mike, is that if you look at it, and it's funny because I haven't met anybody yet who loves car shopping. Most people despise it.
Terrible.
Okay? So they go in there and they haggle and they negotiate. And they'll, like, I've heard stories of people walking out over $500, right? Because yet they'll sit there and they'll haggle with them. And then they'll say, let me take the money out of my IRA.
Yeah.
Well, why'd you bother haggling? Yeah. Because you just, let's just make up numbers. You brought the car down to $40,000.
Uh-huh.
And you took it out of your IRA and you got to pay, let's just make up a number, 20% taxes. You just paid $8,000 in additional taxes on top of your sales tax and on top of everything else to buy the car.
You're a little confused who the enemy is. It's you.
Right. In some cases.
Yeah, no. I mean, you're worried about, I got to drag this sales guy over the desk here and get another $100 out of him, and you're creating thousands in taxes.
Right. And that's where, that's where we want to come into play and help you out, with these circumstances and that kind of stuff. It's just the extra, value-added stuff. Yeah, there's no investments. There's no insurance with, anything of that. It's just having a trusted advisor that you can turn to and bounce these questions off of. It's really, really important.
Sure.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
right, folks, welcome back, and glad you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike and I come out this week and every week to talk to you about financial stuff. And when we say financial stuff, we'll talk to you about anything that has to do with your money to see if we can help guide you in the right direction to accomplishing your goals and objectives. Always feel free to reach out to us. And, you know, you can drop us an email. You can send it to doug@wealthmanagegroup.com and say, hey, guys, could you talk about this on the show? Could you talk about something? We love it when you guys do that.
Yeah, it's best, you know, so that's always good.
So, you know, Mike, what I want to talk about here a little bit today is the importance of having comfort and confidence when it comes to your financial life. And what I mean by that is, you know, when for a lot of people out there, the financial world is scary and confusing. Right?
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't, but you can't afford to not plan your financial future because of that. You just got to make sure that you get the right advice and the right guidance based on your goals, needs, and objectives. So that's where we try to say to you, we want you to come in and have a comfortable relationship with us, and we want to go through the process. And what I wanted to do here is I wanted to talk a little bit about what the process is that we go through with people. So if they're listening to the show and they are one of these people who are just scared or overwhelmed or nervous, maybe we can show them that the process that we work through with people is a simple process and pretty much designed to make it easy for you to get comfortable and to understand what's going on in your financial world.
Yeah, and more importantly, I mean, what to expect.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Take away the unknown.
So I think that let's take a couple of minutes and just talk about what the process is that we do here and what we think is the appropriate process for, listen, any advisor, in our opinion, to go through. That's why we do it, because we think this is the best way to go through it. So let's start with the initial contact with us, the initial meeting. Let's just talk about it, and let's say what happens during that. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, you come in, and, you know, as we like to say, you bring your stuff. What stuff, Doug?
Well, you bring your financial statements, and you bring... If you want us to look at your estate plan, we'll look at that for you. If you want us to look at your taxes. Now, understand something. We're not attorneys and, you know, we're not CPAs, but we got a little bit of experience at that stuff. But we do have a network of people we can turn to that can help us if we do have a question about one of those things.
Yeah, and we generally say bring in, you know, some knowledge, okay? And knowledge being if you're working, you know, what are you making? You know what I'm saying? Maybe cash on hand at the bank, your 401k statement, just trying to give a broad brush. And not everything may apply to everybody listening, but just trying to give a broad brush of bring your stuff. That all adds up to your financial stuff in our eyes. And you come in and you sit down with us.
I think that it's really important that you're right, Mike. You got to have that stuff, right? And it's critical for us to make the plan. But what I think it's really important that people understand is that you're coming in for a conversation.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
You're coming in to chat. And you know what the topic of the conversation is? It's you.
Yeah.
That's what you're coming in for. You're coming in for a casual conversation about money and your financial life and what it is that you're looking to accomplish. Now, I want to assure you that the odds of you having something that we haven't seen in our career, or that you aren't as savvy in a certain area as you think you ought to be, don't worry about any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's more than likely just built up in your own head.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said it. You're coming in to have a conversation, because I want to point out two things to why people fail to come in. One is the toughest point, picking up the phone and calling, mm-hmm. right, and saying, I'm finally going to do this. The second is they feel like they're not organized. They don't know where that statement is to the old 401k plan. They don't know. That's okay, too. Those shouldn't be reasons why you don't move forward.
Right.
Right. I think what you're saying, Doug, yeah, the more you know, the more you can bring in, the more you can speak of when we have this conversation, obviously the easier, the better. But that should not be, I can't do this because I can't find that 401k plan from the employer that I worked from 15 years ago.
Yeah, we'll work around that.
Yeah, we'll have to figure a way around that.
Right? Yeah, but the most important thing is that you're going to come in and we're going to talk about you. And when I say we're going to talk about you, we're going to talk about you. If you're married, we're talking about your family. If you have children, you're just going to tell us about you, your life. Yeah. Basically what it is you're going to come in and you're going to, you know, let us know the structure of your family. Do you have children? Do you have grandchildren? You know, we want to hear about them. We want to learn about them.
What's important to you?
Right. And then, so then we can sit down and we say, okay, tell us about your life. Because the reality of the situation is, like it or not, money drives that life. Okay? It does. Yeah. So if you tell us, you know, you like to go on vacation, you do this, you play pickleball, whatever it is that you do, you go, like I had people in this week, we'll talk about it a little further, but they told me, we give $5,000 a year to each one of our grandchildren who are in college right now to help them with their tuition.
It's a wonderful gift.
It's a great gift, yeah. Right? So, like, that's the kind of stuff we want to know that's going on. Or sometimes we have people come in, Mike, and they say, I'd like to be able to do this. I just don't know if I can afford it.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then we look at it. And sometimes you can't afford it. And sometimes you can afford it. Or sometimes you can afford to do something a little bit less.
That's the cool thing, Doug, for lack of better words, is that, you know, if we said, okay, put 10 people outside our office door right now, they're all going to come in with a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Challenges probably we've all faced, but different story in that the first person may say, guys, can I retire? I need to get out. I can't take it anymore. I can't take the stress. I can't take the commute and give you a listen. I hate my boss. Right? Boom. Then there may be somebody saying, no, I really enjoy working, but like I'm worried about Doug, if something happens to me, who's going to, I do everything. Who's going to take care of my wife and stuff like that. Then somebody may say, hey, we're looking to do an aggressive plan in gifting to our grandchildren and children. So you can give you 10 different scenarios lined outside that door right now.
You know what the funny thing is, Mike, if you kind of look at it like this way, right? Most people have similar big goals.
Yeah, of course.
I want to retire.
Sure.
Okay. That's fine. But what's your menu, right? Like when you come in, it's like, you know, they want to retire. It's like saying, I want to go out for Italian food tonight.
Yeah.
All right. But, you know, there's so many different types of different Italian restaurants that you could go to. So, you know, what are you looking for? And what's really cool about the way that we set it up with people is that we really like to do one thing at a time, right? We would prefer to not provide you with this overwhelming plan right out of the gate and say, we have to do this, we have to do this, we have to do this, we have to do this. What we prefer to do is when we sit down with you and we talk and we get to know you, we would prefer to prioritize and do the first things first. Second things second, third things third. Because we may, in our mind, we may think that something is more important than you think it is. Okay, I could give you an example. We may look at your situation and we may say, you're really blowing it tax-wise here. All right? And you may not care. That might not be the number one thing to you. What might be the number one thing to you is, I don't know, I want to give money to my grandchildren. Mm. Right? All right. Well, if that's your number one thing, we're here to work for you. That's your number one thing. We can do that first. You know, there's old saying, the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time.
Yeah. Great point, Doug. So basically, you know, folks, you're coming in, we're having a conversation, you know, basically their needs, for lack of better words, what they're looking to accomplish, right? And, you know, and from there, now we know a whole lot more about you, right? Because I think people fail to realize that, Doug, that the planning we do is based upon their needs and what they're looking to accomplish, you know? And I think they think they're coming in for what we're looking to accomplish, our needs. It's all driven off the client.
Right. And listen, what supports that statement is, it's not knowable, but I'm going to say, how many times has somebody come in and sat down at the table and the first thing they do is say, here's my statements? The first thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, I'll get to those. Yeah. We'll get to those. Don't trust me. I'm happy you brought these. Thank you. Thank you for bringing them. We're not there yet.
Right.
Right. You're putting on the 18th. I'm just driving on the first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So let's start and tell me about you.
Well, that's close too, Doug, because how many times we've had people come in, and when they come in, they sit down and they immediately start going into an apology about, I really don't have a lot and I'm probably wasting your time and I shouldn't be here. And then they go on and they have plenty of money, you know, but they're just in their mind, they got this pre-drawn conclusion of like, this is what is going to happen today. That's what that tells me.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of that comes from nervousness.
Yeah, sure.
From, you know, not knowing, from being, you know, being uncertain about what's going to happen in there. So then after we have the conversation and, you know, it generally we'll hang out together for, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour, right? We can usually gather most of our information in that period of time. Then we'll schedule another time to get together and we will take your information back to the office. Mike and I will sit down together. And we'll craft a plan for you based on what you said is most important to you. And we'll work on the first thing. We'll say, okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. For this person, Mike, the most important thing was retirement income. Let's put together a strategy for them.
Sure.
And that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
And then we'll see you. And we'll say, okay, this is what we got. You know, let's put this together. We get that done. We get it implemented. And we go, okay, what's next on the list here for you? Oh, okay. You want to see if we can do something to improve your tax efficiency. All right. Then we'll work on that. And, you know, one thing at a time, it's just, it's best. You know, when I first got into this business, when you first got into this business, it was give them this big report, tell them everything that they need to do, and then, you know, show them how smart you are, and then let's see if we can get out. And so many people, it just is overwhelming. Like, if you hit them with five things to do, you know, you've got to meet with an attorney, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do it. It's like, but... like anything else in life, if we break it down to bite-sized pieces, it's a heck of a lot easier to do and a lot more productive.
Bite-sized pieces, Doug, and you and I are also, we also know that when you come in today, you're at point A, and life changes all the time.
Well, sure.
Things happen. So we know there's going to be change, and things need to be addressed as time goes on, right? So starting at A, maybe you do need other things. What's the rush? We start the journey, if you will. You know what I'm saying? And dealing and piece by piece, you know, as you like to say, brick by brick.
Mm-hmm.
And that can't be any more true. You know, you put it together brick by brick, and you do that, you're going to have a pretty nice place.
Yeah, but the most important thing to do is to start, right? That's the most important thing.
Dial me back 10 minutes ago. I think that's where people just, the minds, the procrastination, the intimidation. And I think that's why we're having this segment today. That's why we're having this conversation. Like, get over that. That's the easy part. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's...
Well, it's all easy if you ask me, because after we sit with you and we show you the next step and say, hey, listen, you want to do this. This is what you told us you wanted to accomplish. This is what we recommend that you do. And if you like the, you know, when we discuss all the pros and cons, the, you know, the positives and the negatives, then we say, okay, would you like to do this? And you say, yes. You know what else we do for you next? We implement it for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, you say, okay, we do the heavy lifting. We'll implement it for you.
I'm sitting here laughing because, Doug, that's the, okay, you know, they come in, they sit down. Okay, we craft the plan. Now they want to do it, and that's the last step of intimidation. Okay, this sounds great. I want to do it, but do I got to go do all the stuff? And it's, no, you know, we do all that for you. You know, we do all the paperwork, and we do, all, you know, all that type of stuff. But that's the last step of fear that they're like, I don't know what I'm doing. What happens if I got to do all this?
Yeah, and that's why, you know, we've got an implementation team that can do this for us. Well, you know, people in our office as well as our broker dealers affiliated office, you know, just we got a team together that can implement the plan for you, and we make it easy. And you know, the next step that comes is we pick up the phone and we say, hey, guess what, Mike, all taken care of, everything's implemented on that, you know, on that point. So we're ready to go. Are you ready to work on number two now? Do you want to work on your second priority now? No, you want to take, you want to wait a week? Okay, fine. You want to wait 2 weeks? Okay, fine. We'll bookmark it. We'll call you back again and touch base with you. Or, you know, if you say no, I'll let you, you know, but let's get the ball rolling and get step one done.
You know, Doug, one thing I'm going to say when it talks about doing for the client or handling things when they bring us on board, I have always felt over all the years of practicing and being on the show, our best work has come at the time of crisis and need.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And I'm talking about somebody passes away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's we jump in. We got it. People are going through grieving, emotions. They don't need a pile of paperwork that they have no clue to. And we try to bend over backwards to make it happen for our clients. You know, market up or down tomorrow, as I like to say, who knows? But when there's something you need, there's a crisis, we try to be there to the best we could.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And, you know, that's an important thing. It's probably a lot more important than people think. Because what else is not uncommon is, you know what? Let's hop to a break here, right? And when we come back, we're going to talk about what have you been up to lately?
Mm-hmm.
Because I got a story I want to tell related to what we're starting to talk about right now.
It's great.
All right, sound good?
Awesome.
All right, folks, we're going to hop to a break. We will be right back.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us today. You know, just a reminder, Mike and I come out here this week and every week to talk to you about financial stuff. Mm-hmm. Because we want to educate you and motivate you to taking charge of your financial life, and we're here to help you. So don't ever hesitate to pick the phone up and give us a call and, you know, say, hey, guys, I'd like to come in and get together and, you know, have you look over my our stuff for us because we're happy to do it for you.
Absolutely.
So we're to the section now, Mike, of the show that we love. It's the what have you been up to lately? And I was kind of starting to allude to this in the last segment, and I wanted to hop to the break, and we'll come back and talk about it now, is that, you know, there's a lot of people out there where one person, and you brought this up before, one person in the family really handles the financial, you know, situation in there, and another person in the family doesn't, mm-hmm. right, for lack of a better way to put it. And as you get older, that becomes a worry, and it becomes a little problematic, you know, for people. And what I wanted to do is I just wanted to take a couple of minutes and talk about, you know, circumstances where you should, in my opinion, in our opinion, consider working with an advisor for the benefit of the other person who doesn't, you know, follow and understand.
Yeah, you know, Doug, I'm going to call it succession planning, but it's not. So many times people think that's like, okay, we both pass away and we're passing it down to the children, the next generation. People fail to realize the succession begins for the spouses when one of them passes away.
Right. Good point.
And the point I want to make here, Doug, is that the strength, the strong financial hand, when it's dominated by one person, works both ways. We've seen it where it's the wife knows everything and takes care of everything and does a fabulous job, you know, creating the success. And then we also find it where it's, well, it's the husband does it all and, you know, that type of thing. So it's not like it's dominated by, oh, the man's usually in the best shape, right, or the woman's in the best shape. No, we find it, it's split, okay? So we're talking about a very problem here that could affect either side of the spousal situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Doug, that's super important because, again, if the strength passes away first, the spouse that's strong financially, here we go, right? Grieving, the companionship, losing your spouse.
Yep.
That's enough to wipe you out.
Sure.
That's beyond, right? And now let's throw in, where do I turn tomorrow,
mm-hmm,
to keep the financial situation going? Or I know zero. I don't know what to do. You know, like sometimes I don't know how to pay the bills. I'm struggling to pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? Where's the money? You know, what system did he have in place or she had in place? We see it all the time.
We do see it all the time. And one thing that I do know is that having a relationship with us is not going to ever replace that spouse.
No.
But what it really does is give the opportunity for the ease of transition and for taking one burden off the plate of that person. Now, we have had circumstances in the past where in this very situation where there's been a very quick passing right afterwards. It wasn't planned and it was sudden, but it's an absolutely 100% true story where they came in, and because the husband handled everything and said, my wife's a little uncomfortable. I want to get, you know, because she doesn't know, and I want to get a relationship going with you guys. And 2 months later, you know, out of nowhere, passed away. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm not trying to scare anybody. That's not the intention, but it's real and it happened. And to this day, his wife is still a great client of ours. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She was a great client of ours. She passed away a couple of years later. And now his daughter and son-in-law are very good clients of us because we had a succession plan in place to go from spouse to spouse, surviving spouse to child.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, that was a classic case of somebody that came in and really did a great job.
Great job.
With his money. Pretty astute, you know, financially. So, and was coming in, and we were doing some, actually, we were doing some estate planning things for, you know,
right,
was want to leave money to the daughter and the whole deal, and want, you know, the tax, and back in the day, too, the taxes were even, you know.
You bet.
Tougher and all that. And within 2 months, it changed to a completely different need that we were on board for then,
mm-hmm,
you know, that what took place. So, you know, yeah, things do happen in life. I think we all recognize that. But I think the planning, you know, Doug, what I like to say to the people that are out there that have a good, strong strength and they think they got their arms around it and your spouse doesn't and you're going to bring us on board, I like to say we're building an active partnership.
Right.
It doesn't mean you're giving up the wheel, if you will. Doesn't mean you're not, you know, or everything you did is going to be changed. That's not how we do things.
Nope.
It does. You know, we get it. You're successful. Okay. And you know, this is a case of, you know, transition of being on the team and being there and helping out. And then the other thing I'm going to tell you too, Doug, it's not always death. Okay. Nowadays, we're all living a lot longer.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I was talking to somebody the other night. We're talking about the difference between Alzheimer and dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know, and just the older you're living, we all slip a little bit. We're not as sharp as we used to be. You need help, you know, especially when it comes to numbers and investments. And so we see that plenty too from where we sit. So it doesn't mean somebody has to pass away.
So Mike, last night, at softball practice with my daughter's team, and we have a girl on our team who's a very, very, very smart student and very interested in biology and all that stuff.
Nice.
Told me I won't be at practice on Sunday because I'm going up to Boston to look at some schools, going to look to, you know, UMass, Northeastern, nice. You know, good schools. Yeah. But that's not the point. Point is, we started talking about aging. And she said, you know, it's funny because we're doing a study and we're studying some stuff in my science class right now where they're saying that very easily people are going to start to be living to 110 years old.
Yeah.
But a healthy 110 years old. Like they're saying, like, you know, you're moving on and on and on in yeah. life where, I mean, you think back, right? If you think back to your grandparents, right? Probably at age 60, if they even lived that long, they were on, you know, on the couch or in the, you know, in the recliner, smoking cigarettes, watching TV all day. Mm. That doesn't happen anymore.
No.
60-year-olds, you're I want to get done working because I got some stuff I need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Doug. I mean, even from the day you and I started Wealth Management Group, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, the age has jumped considerably that people are living. And you know, that's why you and I are so much. You'll hear it so often, folks. You listen to the show. You know, it, just call 65 retirement. We believe you got at least 25, 30 years. Now, of course, not everybody. We get it. You know,
right.
there's, you know, somebody passed away 8 years after that, and there's somebody that lives 35 years after
correct.
That. You know what I'm saying? But we believe retirement is a 25, 30-year proposition now.
Listen, if it's a healthy 65-year-old couple retiring, there's a better than 30% chance one of them's going to be alive into their 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just this statistics that they provide us with.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are we doing here? So we've had a lot of stuff going on in the office lately. And, you know, it's been very, very busy. We've made a broker dealer change, which is great for us and for our clients. And that's, you know, there's a lot of good stuff on the horizon at Wealth Management Group.
Yeah. You know, Doug, that's one thing. Again, I'll use the word proud. I'm proud of you and I, and we're always looking to keep up and change and try to keep up with things that need to be done for our office, for our clients, right? Anything for our office is really for our clients, right? Because without our clients, we wouldn't have an office. So,
right.
You know, I understand that, you know. And so, yeah, no, it's been really busy. But again, it's that I know we're in February now, hit the ground running January. It's a great financial time of year. There's so much going on. To me, it's just a blur from January 1st to April 15th.
Yeah. And listen, but that doesn't mean we don't have time. We have plenty of time to meet with you, right? It's just, you know, don't think, oh, Doug and Mike are just so busy that, you know, they can't. No, that's not, you know, that's not the circumstance at all. We certainly can. And, you know, with, you know, office in Clark, Paramus, Tom's River, we have, you know, we can meet at your home. We're old school. We'll do house calls. We'll do virtual call. Listen, we make it work.
Yeah. I mean, Doug, you know, how many clients we handle that are out of state from Florida to California, right? And everywhere in between, seems like, you know.
Meeting facility in a Parsippany area.
Yeah,
you know, you know, we're available to meet with people and get out there and really help you accomplish your goals and objectives. So what else have you been up to lately? I mean, we've been busy. So, go ahead.
Doug, again, I'm just going to keep it to a theme of I've been hearing from even a lot of our existing clients, and it's the talking about the IRA contributions and, you know, how much can I do and what's the number for 2024 and, oh, did I do my 2023 yet? And, you know, just conversations like that, just to me, it's like a financial Christmas. You know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of packages. I could take you down a lot of roads of things that are going on.
You know, Mike, I want to talk about something real quick again. I know I'm using myself and my family, and, you know, as a lot of examples today, but it's applicable. So Ava worked last year and got her W-2 in the mail.
Uh-uh.
All right? So, but here's where I'm going with the whole thing is that, you know, I had a brief conversation with her. I said, okay, Ava, time to open up an IRA. And she's like, well, what do you mean? And I go, and I explained to her. I said, listen, you start now. You take some of your money now and you put it. Now, you can put 100% of the money that you made last year.
Yeah.
You could take it out of your savings account if you wanted to
mm-hmm.
and put it into an IRA. And then I started, you know, running calculations for her and showing her at 16 years old. If you start now, and what I did is I said, If you start at 16 and you do this until you're 30 years old, with compound interest, it will grow to be millions and millions of dollars.
Doug,
eyes popped out of her head.
Doug, I don't know if you remember, back in the day when IRAs were really coming into vogue, I believe it was the banks would show you, like, if you put $2,000, it was $2,000 a year.
$166 a month.
Yeah, if you put $2,000 a year away from, like, age 18 or 21 to, like, 65, you have, like, 1.8, you know, I'm making up the number, you know what I'm saying? And it was millions of dollars, and it was the same type of thing. And you know, people think that all the time. They think that, like, you need to make millions to have millions.
No, that, listen.
You get it, you know?
So one of our, you know, one of our clients, and I think one of the greatest stories ever, like, never made more than $41,000 in her working career a year. Several million dollars, because dedicated to putting money into her 401k plan, and she also, in her 401k, she bought some company stock, and it did very, very well for her, you know, and it just... it worked out for her. So, you know, that doesn't mean it's going to happen like that for everybody. There's no guarantee on that. But I know this much. If you don't start and you don't try, you got no chance of it happening.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, what, to me, what it really takes is just, you know, the systematic savings. And how many times our clients will say to us, oh, hey, Mike, hey, Doug, you know, my son, my daughter started work and they graduated. You know, they have a job. I want them to start putting some money away with that, you know, with you. What, you know, what should we do? And you know, we're always glad to sit down with the younger generation, if you will, and say, okay, come on, let's start stuffing some money away. And I always tell them, put away what you could safely put away, nothing that's going to make you hate me.
Right.
You know, like, oh, got to send that money to Mike, and I can't go out for a beer tonight, you know what I'm saying, type of thing. I don't want to be that person, but let's do something. Let's get the ball rolling. You're going to get raises. You're going to probably job jump and get a higher, you know, wage. Mm-hmm. Let's just get the ball rolling, and good things, and kind of like what you were telling your daughter, Ava, good things will happen if you're doing that.
So glad you brought that up. One of my clients that was in this week that I was sitting with, their son started investing with us $50 a month a while back, and was just doing $50 a month, and his roommate moved out on him, so he couldn't squeeze the $50 a month. He had to put a halt on it. So the parents were in, and they said, he wanted us to tell you he wants to start back up again now.
Yeah.
And I was so happy to hear that, because all too many times what happens is that when they do get into a bind and they stop, they don't start again.
Right.
So you got to be committed to it, and you got to say, okay, you know, I want to get, you know, I want to get up and rocking and rolling a little bit. And the reason that I bring this up is that parents and grandparents, maybe you can help them along, you know, on this path. I've got parents who told their children, if you put 50 a month away, I'll put 50 a month away for you.
Yeah.
100% rate of return, you know, kind of effectively right out of the gate.
Family match. Can't beat it.
You can't.
Yeah.
But it's a great lesson to teach your child about saving money and investing money and interest, because I know this. If you can get them in the habit of saving and investing money at a young age.
Yeah.
Like, how many 30-year-olds, Mike, do we see come through here and they have a decent sum of money and are like, no, man, my mother and my father made me save my money and I just kept on doing it.
How many people, too, Doug, with their 401ks at work, they start putting money away and then all of a sudden they get some good positive results and it just spreads like wildfire. They start trying to max out and it becomes a way of life through their professional career.
It really, really does, you know? So, folks, I want to remind you that Mike and I are always available to meet with you. You can have a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation with us. We're happy to do that, you know, with you. But what it really comes down to is that you need to kind of take the first step. And that step is to just pick the phone up and give a call. I'll give you the number and then you'll hear it again, you know, towards the end of the show. But the number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up, give a call. Let's have a conversation about you. Let's have a conversation about your circumstance. Let's see if we can bring some value to your overall financial life. That's what we're here for. But again, it's you that has to take that first step, and you just need to pick the phone up and give us a call. We are available for you.
Sure, absolutely, Doug. You know, Doug, another thing too is, why do people, why should they bring us on board? What would you think? Give me a broad blanket that would resonate with folks. Like, why do I need to come on board with Doug and Mike? Is it because it's, you know, great investment results? Is it taxation? Like, what do you think is one of the biggest things we can bring to the table generally?
I will tell you, and I firmly believe this, it's because you and I are two regular guys.
Okay.
Who just happen to know a lot about the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. We're easy to get along with. We're easy to deal with. You know, I think that's the value. I feel as though we're very astute, yeah, and we're very, very good, and we're very, you know, at our profession.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest reason is because we're easy to work with.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and I think that's first and foremost. And you know, we try to make people feel as comfortable as they can be, and to feel like that, you know, they can lay off to us, you know, they can defer to us for issues and problems and advice and conversation and that type of stuff. You know, I think all too often people think, okay, I'm going to bring on financial, you know, hire a financial advisor. I want to bring on Doug and Mike, my investments, my taxation, my this, that. Yeah, that's all in the financial house. I'm not going to deny it. There's rooms in that financial house.
Mm-hmm.
But I think first and foremost, there has to be like that partnership, that meeting of the mind.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope that you enjoyed the show. Encourage you to reach out to us. We're here for you. We're available. We can't call you. You need to call us. We'll be back again next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right. A no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.